Here's a headline for you. Representative Mo Brooks files bill to repeal Obamacare. If I didn't know better, I'd say that Mo Brooks might be a listener to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In a simple two-page document, an Alabama congressman has filed a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives to repeal Obamacare, or as it is stated in the bill, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. U.S. Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican of Huntsville, Alabama. Oh, mammy. It's your son, Sammy. I've come all the way from Alabama just to see my mammy. The bill was introduced Friday. Quote, this act may be cited as the Obamacare Repeal Act. Close quote. Bill states. And the bill uses just one sentence to do it. I told you people this. We've been talking about this for 2 months. Every time this comes up, I read Amendment 21 to the U.S. Constitution. As a matter of fact, that is the graphic in today's pile of prep. If you check it out, if you see it. And I have the graphic pulled up. If you read it's quite an interesting little piece of legislative history. This 72nd Congress of the United States of America at the second session begun and held in the city of Washington on Monday, the 5th day of December, 1999, joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the following article is hereby proposed as an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which shall be valid to all intents and purposes as part of the Constitution when ratified by conventions in 3/4 of the several states. Article, Section 1. The 18th article of amendment to the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. That's the money. That's the important part. 18th Amendment is hereby repealed. Here's what Mo Brown, and I've been saying, look, if you want to repeal Obamacare, use the 21st Amendment as your model. You don't need fancy words. You don't need 5,000 pages. You need one sentence. And now Representative Mo Brown has done this. Man, can I share this with you? This is really quite amazing. Why did it take all this time to get this? Day one of the new Congress, this should have been proposed. You vote up or down, put your money where your mouth is, Paul Ryan, and the rest of you frauds that call yourself conservatives, and say yay or nay. And if you say nay, then you're a liar, and you campaigned on a fraud. You knew you weren't going to repeal Obamacare, but you lied. You told people you were anyway. Here's what the bill says, quote, now, I've been telling you, you can do this in one sentence. Mr. Church, please, you're the only member of the talk radio mafia that says stupid things like that. Nobody, Rush Limbaugh said we have to have 400 pages. Quote, effective as of December 31st, 2017, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is repealed, comma, and the provisions of law amended or repealed by such act are restored or revived as if such act had not been enacted, period, close quote. That's it. That's it. That's the big one. That's all it takes. And the AP is in shock over this. They're like, and that's it. The bill's in one sentence. Whee! Another bill signed into law by former President Barack Obama, the Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010, would also be repealed under Brooks's bill. The health care aspect of the law is also considered a part of Obamacare. In a statement Friday announcing he would be opposing the Republican health care plan that eventually was pulled from a vote because of lack of support, Brooks said he would be introducing his bill to repeal Obamacare. Brooks challenged his fellow lawmakers in Mordor on the Potomac River, saying to sign the discharge petition that would bring the bill out of committee where it could be left to die. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to leave it in that committee so it can die. They're going to kill it. Get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. Why? Because they don't want the repeal. This is a lie. It is a gargantuan deceit. These men are despicable. They're not your friend. But Mayor Church, my member of Congress, does want to repeal. Tell him to sign the discharge petition. He said that it's too complicated. Our state will lose Medicaid money. Oh, well, I hope it was called milk. Our state will lose Medicaid money. Ooh, can't have that now, can we? Gee, I wonder how your state got the increase in Medicaid money up in here. Let us apply brain power to this question, shall we? Yes, we shall. Was it under provisions of the Affordable Care Act? Ah! Now you're onto something. This is a lie. The deception that's going on here is so profound, it's staggering. Let's review for a moment. 95% or more of every person elected to any legislative position in a state government is in on this. Why? Note that I allowed full 5%, and I think I'm exaggerating here, using Nino Vitale of Ohio, our buddy, listener, and caller from time to time, a big supporter of the Crusade Channel. There are not very many Nino Vitales. There are Representative Andy Holtz out there of Tennessee. There's Representative Nino Vitale. There's Representative Jim McDermott in Virginia. I'm trying to think of the others that I have met along the way. Not very many, very few. Give those guys a pass. Let's talk about the other 95%. They're in on this. They're in on why Obamacare is not going to be repealed. Now, why is that? Mr. Church, please, get to the point. I will get to the point. They're politicians. They like spending other people's money. Look, this is not the greatest secret that's ever been kept and held. Hey, shh, don't tell anyone. They're politicians. They like spending other people's money. No, don't tell anyone. The secret's out. Of course, everyone knows. That's the funny thing about this. You can't see the deceit, yet you know that they're deceitful. Well, if you're in a state, and it doesn't matter what state it is, in this climate and in this economic environment, and with all the fatuous promises that were made in the 90s and the early part of this millennia to workers and unions and government and government worker or government employees and contractors, they cannot possibly, and citizens, vagabond, welfare state, industrial media, industrial military, industrial agriculture state, parasites, they all got to be fed. You know, man, you know, they've got to feed the monkey, you know, so, you know, they're always going to want to go back for more. You know, man, hasn't that occurred to you, sir? Well, if you need an increasing amount of money into the pie and you want to spend some of that money on this thing called Medicaid, where are you going to get the dough from? You're going to go back to your state and go, hey, we got to have a tax increase. We need more poor people money. Money for more Medicaid funds. Most states are going to go, yeah, that's not a starter. That ain't going to happen. So where are you going to get... Mr. Speaker! Mr. Speaker! I propose that we borrow the money for the Medicaid. Hey, you idiot. We have an obligation to balance our budget every year, Nimrod. We can't borrow money, stupid. Sit down. Ooh, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker. I know where we can get the money. Congress can borrow it for us. Hey, can we do that? Yes, we can. Oh, yeah, it's on. Woohoo! You hear SpongeBob running around going, whoa! Well, how do you get Congress to do that? Oh, I don't know. You get them to pass something like the Affordable Care Act, and then you put all these provisions in there that Medicaid can expand under it. And where do they get the money for the Medicaid? We don't know. We're just dumb members of Congress. We borrow the money. That's why Obamacare cannot be repealed. There are now vagabond parasite states that are clinging on, baby. They're clinging to it. They need the Medicare money. Simple as that. Medicaid, I'm sorry. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. As a matter of fact, there are probably headlines in your local newspaper and on your local news about state lawmakers are fighting with budget cuts as a result of the decrease of Medicaid funds under the Affordable Care Act. Oh, yeah. Gee, well, how did the funds get increased so that now you're suffering a decrease? I think we ought to think about that. Brooks challenges fellow lawmakers in Washington to sign the discharge petition that would bring the bill out of committee where it could be left to die. Brooks's bill has no co-sponsor. Hey, Congressman Brooks, Mr. Speaker, how many co-sponsors to Representative Brooks's bill to repeal Obamacare do you have?
Gentlemen may approach the microphone.
0.0.
Thank you. None. Now, that was as of Friday. Brooks said, quote, if the American people want to repeal Obamacare, this is their last best chance during the 115th Congress. At a minimum, the discharge petition will, like the sun burning away the fog, show American voters who really wants to repeal Obamacare and who merely acts that way during election time. Close quote.